You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and all this? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gotten inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. Adam, hello and welcome. You're being very snappy today.
I am. I'm feeling very vibrant, very happy, and glad to be part of Revolution Rock this week. We have some news we're going to share a little bit later on, but, you know.
What does that mean?
We'll talk about it later, when you're older, like in 30 minutes. Okay. But in the meantime,
I don't know what you're talking about. But in the meantime, yes, you were going to say.
I was just going to say we have a lot of music to play for you kids tonight. We're going to be focusing on our usual mix of great classics and, of course, cutting edge, brand new releases. In fact, we have a lot of new releases on this episode from the likes of The Sweet Kill. We're going to be playing some new music from Sun Glaciers, going to play some new music as well from Shadow Show. We're going to be diving into the brand new record from B-Bomb, The Lemon Twigs, Cindy Lee, Jessica Pratt. And we're also going to be exploring some older music, celebrating some anniversaries from albums by Sparks and also Echo and the Bunnymen. And then on a little bit of a less exciting note, a somber note, we are going to be paying tribute to a musician who I just found out today passed away just a few days ago. So Dave broke the news to me, the legendary rock guitarist Duane Eddy.
Yeah, Duane Eddy, known for his twangy guitar sound. And I feel like also if you didn't know that, you might be able to pick up on it from his album titles. They usually always have twang in the title.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I'm seeing that now, yes.
Have twangy guitar will travel. Anyways, he was really quite the innovator with his twangy guitar sound, mixing elements of early rock and roll, country, and sometimes blues. But he had this insane, like, dark tremolo sound that no one ever heard before. And he put out a couple singles. He worked heavily with Lee Hazelwood, who is a famous singer-songwriter, and he had this one single, Rebel Rouser. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what started it. He went on to have a string of singles, and it kind of slowed down a little bit with the British invasion. He kind of came back and would always play off and on throughout his career. But
even then, he definitely inspired a lot of the guitar work from the British invasion.
Of course,
and really, I think even to a degree, you can argue psychedelica, anything that had effects or weird permutations of sounds, surf.
60s surf is definitely indebted to In fact, one of the songs we're going to play, there's definitely a band that took part of that song and just made it their own surf song.
And we'll explain that coming up, of course. But we also want to hear from you. Let us know. What do you want to hear on this episode? What have you liked that you heard? If we were a piece of gum, what flavor would we be? Let us know.
That's the most important question. Please tell us your gum selections.
Yeah, dial 519-971-3630 if you're in Windsor. And if you are in Detroit or out of town, you can also reach us at 1-855-344-2526. For those who cannot see the numbers on their telephone, that is 1-855-DIG-CJAM.
We should also say, if you also want to tell us which gum flavor you would be, is that what you said?
Yes. That's a very crucial question in this day and age. This is the hot topic of 2024.
If you had to say you were a particular type of gum, what would it be? If you can't call in, you can also email us. Head on over to revrock.blogspot.com, and there's an email link on the side. Let us know.
And eventually, Dave might update the website.
Actually, I did last week.
I know, I'm teasing you.
You're a funny guy. But anyways, we're going to get started with a series of new stuff. Starting off with Ty Segall's latest, Three Bells, which is a double album. And we also have new music from Charles Muthart, mm-hmm. a very close collaborator and friend of Ty Segall for many years. In fact, he was the drummer in his Freedom band for quite a number of years and has been involved in many of his projects. And he had a solo album out earlier this year. So we're going to hear a track from his latest.
That would be Clock Rats.
Actually, I think I mixed up the titles there, but we're going to hear the song Clock Rats.
And it's from the album Little Egg.
Actually, no, it's...
then never mind.
Black Holes in the title, and I don't have it listed there.
We'll give you the kids the information later. Also in this set, expect to hear some music from B-Bomb, Camera Obscura, and more. But like you said, let's start off with a track from Ty Segall, an album we played a bit of already, and I'm sure we're going to hear more for it as the year goes on. This is Repetition.
Repetition.
First new music that we've heard out of this great group in 11 years. That was Camera Obscura from their latest release, Look to the East, Look to the West, the Scottish band's newest album. And first, as I mentioned, in 11 years, we heard the song Big Love from that record. This is Adam and Dave, and this is Revolution Rock. And we heard a set there, which is pretty much new music, even though there's a couple of throwback tracks. But I think they're all very much related in one way or another. Thematically. Before that Scottish group, we heard a band from New York, the Lemon Twigs.
Yes, they're actually going to be playing Detroit pretty soon at the Magic Bag. Mm-hmm. And we heard a song called They Don't Know How to Fall in Place. And it's from their latest album, A Dream Is All We Know.
Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we went all the way to Manchester and we heard, I believe this is the most recent album.
Yeah, I think it was end of 2022. Could have been 2021. But anyways, it's fairly recent, and it's their latest release. The Fruitones, we heard something from Pink Wafer Factory called Trashed. And then prior to that, we heard a couple newer bands that have a UK-Vancouver connection.
Yeah, so we heard from Nettle before that. And Nettle were a group that were around in Vancouver about the mid-2010s. We heard something from, I believe it's their only official release, a self-titled EP. We heard the track Hard Pass from that. And one of the members would go on, relocate to the UK, and form a band called B-Bomb, which would then relocate back to Vancouver, where they're now operating out of. And B-Bomb, even though they've had some EPs and some demos released, this is their first official studio album release, What Do People Do All Day? From that, we heard the track Heat Death. Prior to that, we heard an album, which is the latest release from a rather prolific musician who was associated with Ty Segall for a while, and I believe he still does record with Ty from time to time. We're talking about Charles Moonhart.
Yeah, Charles Moonhart has been in a lot of different bands with members of Ty Segall's bands over the years, but his latest solo outing is called Black Holes Don't Choke. And we actually heard a song called Time Lapse Choke. We wound up playing a different song than I initially stated.
Well, we also didn't know what the name of the album was. We can officially say it is Black Holes Don't Choke now. And,
yes, well, we do know now.
We do know.
And so do you.
And we know that time lapses choke as well, so there
apparently
we are.
Apparently they do.
Some good science for you kids out there, you know, that science thirstiness that you have. And prior to that, we heard, starting off the show, from Ty Segall himself from his latest release, a fantastic record called Three Bells. Despite the name of the album, it is actually only a double record, not a triple. The one criticism I have of this, but we heard the track Repetition from that release.
And coming up next, we're going to be playing some songs in celebration of an anniversary of an album by the band Sparks.
That's right. So Sparks are one of those groups that came out of the glitter rock scene, and even though that usually is associated with groups like Slade, T-Rex, and Bowie, I think they had more in common with a group like Roxy Music, more experimental music than kind of the retro rock a lot of these other bands would be performing at the time. This was actually a brother duo of Ron and Russell Mayle. And this group, they actually started off in L.A. And their songs and their lyrics, unlike most of their contemporaries, were not serious. They were very tongue-in-cheek, and they were very satiric. They were a band that was all about having a good laugh. And not to say that their songs did not have a point. They actually had some really great pointed social commentary and perspectives in their songs, especially on this record, 1974's Kimono My House, which really became their big